So you've been busy. Have you been doing lots of paint? Like, is it, how is it for paint? Like, are you doing lots of stuff for next year already? Or are you kind of in a holding pattern, or does it depend on the guys?
It's a bit, I'm painting very much as usual. And I paint the NHL masks for the guys who want to start for the next season. So some guys want their masks early, so them I have started with, and some guys want to wait. So it's pretty busy. Today I've been working on the new mask for Henrik Lundqvist, his new Caps mask.
Oh, that's an exciting tease.
Yeah.
Well, he was iconic in New York. That look that you created for him with the Statue of Liberty, like, that was at a time when guys will switch a lot in terms of their equipment or their paint jobs, different themes. Like, when you saw Henrik's equipment or you saw Henrik's mask painted by you, you knew that was Henrik Lundqvist. Like, it was iconic to him, I think.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's true. So, and on this new mask, there is no Statue of Liberty.
It's gone. Well, I guess it doesn't make much sense to have the statue. You, at least in Washington, you have lots of different other landmarks you can play with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so I'll hop right in. I don't want to take up too much of your time, especially you got the kids at home. Tell me if I'm stretching here. The link between Halloween and scary masks and NHL painting, like NHL goalie masks. Is there a link there?
Yes, I think so. Absolutely. Very many goalies want scary stuff on the masks. And of course, you have a lot of horror movies with hockey masks. So it's a link for sure.
It is. Now, what about you personally? I know I was looking at your gallery and the Alex Lyon masks in particular. Like, those are all scary movies on those masks. Is there a story there from Alex that led you guys down that path for all his masks so far?
It was when I started to work with Alex. It just popped up the idea to build his masks on horror movies. So it was just an idea that came up, and then we continued to build on that. So, myself, I'm a very, very big horror movie guy. So it's very fun to paint them. And a funny thing is that on his first horror mask, if you saw that one with the clown, the It movie,
from It, yep.
Yeah, and on that mask, I wanted to paint a poster with a kid that was missing, just like as in the movie. And first, my idea was to paint Alex himself as a missing kid. But he said that it's more fun to paint me. So I painted myself on that mask as a missing kid.
I didn't even realize that. Do a lot of people know that, or is it just me that's missed that?
I don't think so many people know that.
Okay, I'm going to have to look at that again and take a closer look. Now, I know you're a huge movie buff. Do you still have like a projector in the studio that where you watch movies sometimes while you're doing
yes.
it?
Yeah, I have a cinema studio here where I sit. So I very often have a movie when I paint or when I sketch.
Now, is horror something you grew up watching? Like, and that theme, like, how'd you come to goalie masks and that tie in? Is there any sort of personal history with sort of the horror theme, you liking horror movies? We all know the Jason masks and things like that. Other than your painting, did it ever tie into your love for goalie masks and cinema? Do you ever blend those two?
Yeah, I do love horror movies, but I also love all kind of movies. So I also love action and thrillers, and you know, so it's not only horror for me.
I remember talking to you once about Corey Hirsch's Psycho mask.
Yes.
Did that play a role in sort of from an inspiration, or was that one you liked when you were younger as you were getting started?
Yes, I remember it very well. It was when I was playing EA Sports. Like 92 or 93 or 94, something like that. And then back then they had a gallery with hockey masks in the game. And then I saw this psycho mask and I really, really loved it. So that's a mask I really remember. And then I started to think that it's very cool storytelling. And I felt I had a lot of ideas to do stuff like that myself.
Okay, so when we think of historic masks, the first painted masks, I think of Doug Favell with that orange mask. Do you know the story where the trainer just painted orange on it? That might have been the first painted mask ever. Cheevers marking up with the marks. They're sort of like the Halloween tied to Favell because it was on Halloween. Cheevers mask had an intimidation factor. Scary masks in horror movies are one thing. Do you ever have goalies that want you to paint a mask that is scary, intimidating? Because we've seen that in Hollywood as well over the years, the idea of this intimidating, scary mask. We've seen it in movies like Youngblood and things like that. Have you ever had a goalie that wants you to paint something that's fierce and intimidating looking?
Yeah, it has happened, but for sure. But now I can't think of some special mask. But
exactly. Yeah, I put you on the spot there. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So, but as we talked about earlier, Alex Lyon's masks—they are pretty scary stuff. So, for sure, that happens. Quite often.
Okay, perfect. Listen, Dave, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Like you said, I know you got the kids at home this week and everything. I just wanted to, we were looking at it and, you know, between Favell's mask on October 31st sort of being identified as the first painted one, and then on November 1st, Jacques Plante wearing a mask for the first time, it just felt like this was a theme we needed to ask about. We needed to see if it was, some of it might just be a coincidence in terms of the timing, but it seems to me that Halloween and goalie masks have always gone hand in hand. So I wanted to see what the guy who paints more masks than anyone thought about it. So I really appreciate you taking the time to share your ideas and your thoughts on it. And I can't wait to share more of those Alex Lyon masks with people.
Yeah, thank you very much for your interest.
Perfect.